Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of Black College Nines podcast. Today, our podcast is with Bethune-Cookman head baseball coach, Jason Beverlin. Jason Beverlin, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. The podcast is our podcast normally centers around our coaches series, and I want to discuss with you your season that's leading up to the Gainesville Regional. You started off real well, and then you kind of ran into a little bump. And I remember me and you having a brief conversation after your game at FAU, and at that time you started a little losing streak. And that losing streak was because you basically spent time for 1 week on a bus. And you really didn't get the rest that you deserve. I basically think you're a 40-win ball club. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that stretch was definitely tough. You know, anytime you're just constantly on the bus and not sleeping in your own bed, you know, sleeping patterns get all screwed up, definitely puts a strain on it. You know, I think the biggest thing is the guys, once we finally got back home and got our feet under us, they responded like I thought they would, you know, and came back strong. But, you know, I do think that we didn't play quite a full schedule as well. So I think had we played a full schedule and, you know, maybe not been on the road quite as much during that stretch, we definitely had the ability to win 40 games.
Well, I remember after that game, which ended late, it was close to midnight, and I know you wanted to get your guys some food in their system, but then you had a five-hour drive to Jacksonville, which meant that, and you had just came off of a road trip on the East Coast, and that trip to Jacksonville, you know, you really got beat. You really got manhandled that game. But it was, like I said, it was that rough week. But after that rough week, that turned things around. And you really started playing ball. And that ball has led to where we are now, where you're one game away from going to the regional.
Yeah, I really think one of the positives of being on the road that much is the guys really bond, because they're around each other 24 hours a day. And, you know, that's something we usually see conference tournament when the guys are in the same hotel with each other for a week. And it was kind of, we were forced to do it a little bit earlier this year. And I think it really, in the end, helped us.
And how has it brought you forward to a team like the Florida Gators?
You know, I think our schedule, we played one of the toughest non-conference schedules in the country, really prepares us for times like these and gets us ready to not be so worried about what the name on the front of the jersey says and just lets us clear our minds and go out and play baseball.
Well, how does that transpires into victories? I say that because you're facing nothing but the best right now. And if you continue playing as expected, it's going to be the same. And it seems like the team is really picking it up. It's like they've rallied around each other.
I think, you know, one of the biggest things is our guys are playing really loose while continuing to stay focused. You know, I think we had a meeting after the first game, and after I was done talking, I had them stay in with one another in the same room, and some of the seniors spoke about this is it for them, you know, and if you don't have something or somebody you're playing for, play for the seniors, and I think that really resonated with a lot of the guys in that room. You know, it's easy to not think about that kind of stuff until it's too late, but I think that kind of brought it to the forefront, and ever since, you know, we've been playing fast and loose and inspired baseball.
Well, you're pitching. We haven't seen your best pitchers in this tournament yet. Tyler Norris was lights out. How will that play out against in this final game, winner take all? Because we have not seen your best pitchers. I mean, Anthony Maldonado was, you couldn't ask for anything better than what he did when he beat Florida. Besides him and T.J. Dinsmore, where?
Yeah, those guys were unbelievable yesterday. You know, freshman in that position came in and shut them down after we gave up a few early, which was exactly what we needed. Give our offense time to put something together, put some pressure on them, and get some runs across. But those guys, I mean, to use three pitchers yesterday was huge. To not have to, you know, continue to go to the bullpen, that was big and set us up better for today.
Well, you're going to be facing Florida's Big Three. At any given point, that's who you're going to face. Offensively, how do you see the Wildcats plating runs and playing Wildcat baseball against the Big Three?
You know, I think there's a lot of different ways we can score. You know, whether it's small ball, you know, occasionally we'll go the home run route, stealing bases. You know, just a lot of different things. A lot of different people step up. We're not always counting on one or two guys. It seems like it is a different guy almost every day. And, you know, I think that leads to the kind of consistency our offense has had all year. It's going to be tough. Their pitching staff is very good. There's no question. But, you know, I like our chances. I really do with the way we're playing right now. And, you know, those guys are going to have to come back on short rest, all their top three pitchers. So, you know, there's good odds that they're not going to be quite as sharp as they normally are. So, you know, we just got to wait them out, wait for a pitch up over the plate, and put a good swing on it.
Well, anything that you do from this point on is going to be history for the program. First time getting this far into a situation where you're one game away from going to the Super Regional, a very first for the Bethune-Cookman baseball program, and yourself as a coach. Will this open up top heavy recruits across the country?
Yeah, anytime you do well, especially with the way the media is nowadays and you get so much exposure, you know, 20 years ago, you would have gotten press, but not to the extent that you get it nowadays. And it's huge. It's huge for the university and for our program. Just the amount of positive press and notoriety we're getting is definitely a positive, and we're really excited about it.
Well, in 5 to 10 words, describe the makeup of your team right now.
I'd say relentless, scrappy, heart definitely describes it. You know, big heart. They're never going to quit. And I really think that's the number one thing that set this team apart than other teams in the past is they just never seem to get shook. You know, the other team goes up, they just keep on. And it's great to see. A lot of fun to watch.
Well, Coach, I'm a stat guy. I believe in stats. I watch a lot of box scores. And this is something that the media isn't reporting. Bethune-Cookman is in the top three in the nation for walk-off wins or come from behind. And that's something that's not getting reported.
Well, I certainly hope, since we're the home team tonight, you get to see another one. That would be the exclamation point on a great regional. There's no doubt about it. I hope that number continues to grow up, go up.
Well, there's a big fan base that's going to be watching that game tonight, because when you upset the number five team in the nation, the number two team in the nation in RPIs, and you guys are no slouch yourself. I mean, you're ranked number four in the RPI for the strength of schedule that you have, especially your non-conference. What will that do for you in the next game?
You know, I think they're not going to hold anything back tonight, you know, whether it be calling out all their fans to show up, using whatever pitchers they need. But, you know, like I said, I definitely think this group of guys is up to the challenge. They don't get intimidated or start to press if things aren't going our way. They just continue to play hard, and that's really all you can ask. You know, you don't want to change the way you go about your business and do stuff different. You want to be able to stay the same even when the stakes are a little bit higher, and I think they do a great job of that.
Well, you're in a tough regional, and you've already proved that you belong. But to be winding down this podcast, there's something going on that's pretty funny, and it's making its way across social media. And, you know, with me being a former collegiate baseball player myself, we did some funny and crazy things in the dugout during games. And the one that's going across America right now is one of your players. He took some cups and he had it like it's a radar gun, and he's got slow in the front, 84 miles an hour, and it is funny. What are the crazy things that go on in the dugout? Or are you aware of everything that happens?
The announcers on ESPN kept asking me about it, and they're like, "Wow, I've never seen such a group so loose." And you know, I thought they were pretty loose, but I had no idea what they were doing at the end of the dugout. And so I'm like, yeah, you know, that's kind of weird, though. He keeps asking the same thing. And once I saw the videos, I just started rolling. It was hilarious. It really was, you know. And that's a good example, you know. That's what baseball is all about, the camaraderie of teammates coming together, one goal, and having fun with it. You know, that's what you're going to talk about 30 years from now. Not everybody's going to remember the exact stat. In fact, they usually get inflated a little bit. So I think, you know, it's stuff like that they'll never forget.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. It's always been a pleasure. This interview was in the works for a long time. After you and I spoke after that game against FIU in Boca Raton, you know, I kind of got a sense that this was going to be a good season. And I really appreciate the effort and time you gave to me, and including now. And I wish you well in your series against Florida, because I really think that this is going to happen.
Well, I appreciate it, you know, and last night, you know, after the game, just all the love we're getting from friends, family, you know, and just people that are excited about our program. You know, they might be new to Bethune-Cookman, but are excited about the fact that we have an opportunity to move on to the Super Regional. It's been a lot of fun, and you know, we're going to do our best to make that continue tonight.
You know, also the fact that you were Black College Nine's baseball top 10, HBCU number one team.
That's right. First time since I've been here, so that is a big accomplishment. There's no doubt. Because, cool. You know, our league, and I know the SWAC as well, gotten better and better. And I've told people that numerous times when I'm asked, we wouldn't have got a 3 seed if our league wouldn't have got better. There's no doubt in my mind that all the coaches in our league deserve a lot of that credit, you know, because their programs have improved tremendously as well as ours. And, it, you know, our league, it's just getting better and better. And, you know, I think the NCAA, when they threw out the bids, recognized that. And as a result, we were awarded the first 3 seed. So, you know, I think it's great. I think it's great for our league, and I think it's going to continue to just get better.
Well, a lot of that is your strength of schedule, and that's what the NCAA and everybody else looks at, including myself. You can no longer just go out there and win. You have to win, but it's who you're winning against.
Right. No doubt about it.
Well,
no doubt about it.
Coach, thank you. God bless you, and God keep you.
All right. Thank you very much.